Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Well, let's focus our attention to Psalms chapter 46, verses 1 to 3, but I'll focus on verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, inner peace through an implicit trust in the love of God is the real evidence of a mature Christian faith. Only with this kind of confidence in this Heavenly Father could, you know, be experienced when we are going through a terrible and an inadvertent time of our life. My dear brothers and sisters, when we are going through distress, through trial, through testing, through pain, through suffering, through sorrow, at that time, there is a great peace of God that comes inside of you or lives inside of you, assuring you that all is well. And I like that because I was listening to this beautiful hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," written by Horatio Spafford. And his experience was such heart-rending tragedies as he did, and yet be able to say it is well with my soul is absolutely astonishing and amazing. And that's the story. This is the story that I want to share with you. Spafford had known peaceful and happy days as a successful attorney in Chicago. He was the father of four daughters, an active member of the Presbyterian Church, and a loyal friend and supporter of D.L. Moody and other evangelical leaders of his day. Then a series of calamities began, starting with the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, which wiped out the family's extensive real estate investments. When Mr. Moody and his music associate, Ira Sankey, left for Great Britain for an evangelistic campaign, Spafford decided to lift the spirits of his family by taking them on a vacation to Europe. He also planned to assist in the Moody Sankey's meetings there. In November 1873, Spafford was detained by urgent business, but he sent his wife and four daughters as scheduled on the SS Wille du Harvey, planning to join them soon. Halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, the ship was struck by an English vessel and sank within 12 minutes. All four of the Spafford daughters, Tanetta, Maggie, Annie and Bessie, were among 226 who drowned. Mrs. Spafford was among the few who were miraculously saved. Horatio Spafford stood hour after hour on the deck of the ship, carrying him to rejoin his sorrowing wife in Cardiff, Wales. When the ship passed the approximate place where his precious daughters had drowned, Spafford received sustaining comfort from God that established him to write, "When sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul." And my dear brothers and sisters, what a picture of our hope. It's a beautiful hymn. I love it. We love to sing it as a family. And, you know, a good question to ask is, you know, if you can truthfully say, "It is well with my soul," no matter what the circumstances may be that surround you. Can you say that? Can I say that today? "It is well with my soul." Yeah, let's ponder on that and let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this day, O Lord God Almighty. Such inspiring stories, Lord, heartrending stories of Spafford and the others who went through difficult times, yet their spirit was agile and alive to sing and to write hymns of solace, of peace, of joy, and of writing that "it is well with my soul" is, O Lord, beyond our comprehension. I know, Lord, that it takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit to let us know that it is well with our soul despite our challenging situations. And I pray today that, Lord, as your people go through challenging times, that your inner peace will assure them within their heart, within their mind, that it is well with you. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Because, Lord, yes, we know that it is well with us when Jesus is with us. It is well with us when Jesus is in our boat. It is well with us when everything goes well with us, O Father. But, Lord, I know that in spite and despite of terrible times and difficult times and challenging situations, we will be still able to say, it is well with us. And we will be joyful and exuberant in our praise and sing songs of glory and worship unto your name. That's what I pray. And that's what I ask of you today. As your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses and running the errands for the day, bless them. Be with them. O Father, keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick. Lord, I speak forth your healing into their bodies, into their brains, into their mind, that they will be blessed, for by your stripes and wounds we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you, honor you, give you the glory, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and know for sure that it is well with you.